You're really asking for it. You know that. Acting all innocent out there while staring at me like that. Think I didn't notice? You liked it, didn't you? Sitting right next to me on that couch with everyone around. Knowing my hand was just barely brushing against your thigh. Watching me whisper things to Jessica like I wasn't thinking about you the whole time. Oh, you like it. You like the thrill, people not knowing what you're doing. Acting like we despise each other. Acting like you disgust me, and I make you angry. But behind closed doors, look at you. You're all like, oh, I'm so above this. I have a backbone. I'm not gonna let you bully me. But here, you just wanna be my good little pet. You're so subby. I know. Don't act so tough and mighty. You're so predictable. But guess what? Now that we're alone, I don't need this jacket or the shirt. You like my black bra? Yeah. Does it match my pale skin? Do you like my little mole on my left breast? You've seen it enough now, haven't you? Well, guess what? Now that we're both alone, you don't get to act all dominant anymore. No more hiding. No more pretending like you don't melt. And I stand right here and ask you to go down on your knees. Oh, honey, no. It doesn't matter that way. I do not like it if I have to ask for too many times. I only like it when you enjoy it as much as I do. Because yes, I do like having the upper hand, but that's only fun when I know you're melting for me. When I know when I'm stepping on you, that's what you want. We don't do anything out of force here. That's pathetic. And that's what weak people do. What we have, it's mutual. You know the drill. You ask, and I will make you do things. So tell me, do you want it? No, not good enough. You need to beg for it, and maybe I'll consider it then. Tell me how much you want me. How badly you want me to be your mommy. How badly you want me to be superior. Yeah. You want me to say it? Oops. I accidentally said it already. But for the rest, you need to work. Now, on your knees. That's better. Oh, you're already shaking. Did I break you? Or is it that you like it too much? When I order you around. Come here. Put your face in the palm of my hand. Oh, aren't you a good, obedient little pup? Bring me your lips. Good. Excellent. Let me tell you what's going to happen now. If you take the orders like the good, obedient pup you are, then they will reward you. But you gotta work hard for it. Can you do that? Good. Well, I'm just going to be sitting here. Don't mind me, just watching you be on your knees like a good pup. Stay there. Don't move. Good. You look so good when you're like this. All mine. Just for me. And they have no idea where we are right now. All the other girls, even Brody, they're probably just all sipping punt and gossiping like nothing's happening. I bet they're not even studying. What should I do with you? Should I take my time? Should I make you beg? Or maybe I should reward you. You were a very good pet all night. You kept a straight face when I was brushing my hand on your leg, going up, touching private areas, and the way your face was red. Fuck, that was making me so horny. All I wanted to do was just take you in front of everyone. God, I love it so much when you're all suppy like this. When you're all weak. Come here. That's enough. Come over here. Come over here. No. Don't get up. Crawl to me. Crawl. That's it. Stop. Let me put my heels on your forehead. Don't come any closer. Maybe if I bend my knee a little bit so you can come closer. Just so you can see how soaked my panties are. Do you know why? Because I'm so fucking wet for you. Oh, baby. You're such a good pup. Oh, look at you. Look at the lust in your eyes. I bet you want to smell it. Yeah? Go back. Let me close my legs now. Here. Put your head on my thigh. Come here, come here. Oh, look at you. What a good boy. Oh, my good little boy. With his head on my thigh. Pretending like he doesn't care. And I know that all he ever wants is to be praised like the good pet he is. Now just stay there. Stay still. Let me feel your breath on my skin. Don't move. Let me take care of you. Oh, there, there. Good pup. Easy. Oh, you're so lovely. Come to the front. Put your face in between my thighs. Well, let me squish it. Look at that. You look so adorable with your cheeks squished in between my thighs. Oh, you want to touch me? I bet you do. But I want to see you do something. Go back. Pull your pants down. Get naked. Good boy. Oh, You're twitching. You're really excited, aren't you? Well, what have I done with you? It's so interesting that I have so much power over you. I almost pity you. Sweet. Is it too much or not enough? Tell me. Do you want more? Let me tell you. You're going to be doing what I tell you, and if I'm satisfied, then maybe I'll let you fuck me tonight. Okay? Okay, little thing. Now start slowly stroking your cock for me. Just like that. Good boy. Oh, you're being such a good boy for me. I'm so proud of you. Oh, yes, exactly. Good boy. Go for it. Go slow. You don't want to hurt yourself now, do you? Good boy. How do you feel? How does it feel to know that I have all the control? That I can make it fast or slow, or I can even deny you pleasure if I want to? Does it feel good to let go of all that control? You don't have to worry about anything. I'll take care of everything for you. Cause you're just an obedient pet, nothing more. You exist so that I can take care of you, and I can punish you if I want to by not calling you what you want to be called. Yeah, nerdy? Are you my nerd? Say it. No, stop. I don't like it. Say it again. Tell me that you belong to me. I'm not gonna let you do it unless you say it the way I want to hear it. Say that you're Lexi's little pet. Good job. You're such a smart little boy. Oh, just a little nerd jerking it off to his bully. Oh, I feel almost bad for you. But not bad enough to go faster. Good. Tell me your name. Say it again. What? I'll keep going until you can't even remember your own name. And all you'll be thinking about is Lexi. Good boy. You're doing so well for me. So obedient now. Not so cocky anymore, huh? What happened to all that courage? Especially if I just get closer to you and sit close, squat next to your face so you can smell and maybe feel my panties. Especially if I just rub my pussy on your nose as you're touching yourself. Good boy. Yeah, you can lick it a little bit if you want to. Oh, what a good boy. There it is. No, not so fast now. We don't want it to be done so fast. What? Say it again, little pup. I can't hear you because your face is too buried in my pussy. Oh, you want to fuck me? Well, you want a reward like that, but tell me, what have you done for me to allow something like that? You've been a good pup. But a while ago, you weren't so good. You were talking back. Should I maybe just edge you, not let you do that? No. You've been very disobedient recently. You've been kissing other girls. I do not like that. Matter of fact, I think we're done here. Yeah, no, I'm done. Pack your things, get up, get ready, get dressed. Unless you want people to see you with your dick in your hand, with blue balls. You're going out. No, that's it. We're not gonna do anything. What do you mean, why? Why? Because I want to. Because I can. I can. I don't have to do anything with you. Do you have a problem with that? No. No, you're not gonna finish off. Mm-mm. Well, maybe because I'm mad at you. Listen to me. I don't like it when you talk back to me. I don't like it when you kiss my friend slash enemy. I don't like it when you easily flirt around with all the other girls. I do not like it when you forget who you are and who I am. I am Lexi. I own you. You're just a cute little nerd. You're just a pet. You're nothing without me. Don't forget that. Where you are right now, the reason why everybody's so interested in you. Where you are right now, the reason why everybody's so interested in you is because, and only because, I made you who you are. Don't ever forget that. Maybe. Should I give you what you want? Well, one condition only. You are mine, and you will not forget that. You will not talk back to me in front of other people. You will be the nerd you are. You will be a good boy. And then I'll think what to do with you. Deal? Good. Good boy. Alright. You have permission to take my panties off. Good boy. Aren't you so fucking hard? You wanna ask me something? Sure, go ahead. What is it? I allow you to speak to me. You want me to suck your cock? How adorable that you think that I would actually go on my knees for you. I mean, if you beg a little bit more, then maybe I'll give it a little taste. Alright. Well, since you've been such a good boy... So you want me to put your cock in my mouth? How badly do you want it? What if I just get close with my lips to the tip and just brush the tip of your cock on my lips like this? With your pre-cum making my lips wet just like that. And if I just plant little kisses like... That's not enough, is it? Or if I just run my fingernails on your balls? Oh, of course I wouldn't forget the balls. Maybe a few little licks. Like, oh, you're really twitching. You want me to suck on your cock? Just like a lollipop. A man that yearns is a man that earns. Don't get so used to the sight. You're not gonna see me on my knees sucking your cock for too long. Cause you're about to fuck me. Don't forget that. So do not come in my mouth. Be a good boy. Okay? You're so fucking hard. Is it the effect that I have on you? Are you that much into being degraded? Being my subby little boy? My nerd? Wait a second. Aren't you older than me? I think you are. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a grown man and you want to be called a good boy. And nonetheless, by a girl that keeps bullying you. Oh, I mean, which 20-year-olds do you see that get bullied like this? Yeah, I think you're a few months older than me. Did you just tell me to shut up and suck your cock? Who are you talking about? Listen here, you little nerd. Just because I'm fucking you like that doesn't mean that you get to do... you know exactly how to shut me up, don't you? What a good boy. Just because you've been so good so far, I'll allow this to pass. Ah, good boy. And one last one, and then you fuck me, okay? Hey, I told you not to come. Not right now. You were supposed to fucking come in my pussy. No, I don't accept that. No, it's not over. You're gonna fuck me again. Well, I don't care. Get hard again or something. You're such a loser. I can't believe you just came in my mouth. Without the warning, too. Ugh, I don't even know why I do this for you. Like, every time I feel like, okay, he's being a good boy, I can do this for him, but then you fucking go and disappoint me. Save it for later. Ugh. So now you're not gonna be able to do it again. Disgusting. You want to make it up to me? No, that's not going to happen like this. Well, I'm not satisfied, so what about that? Oh, unbelievable. You fucking got cum on my shirt, too. How did you shoot that far? I did it when I spit it out? Really? So now you're talking back to me? Shut up and sit down. I said sit down. Good boy. Ugh, you can't do it anymore now? Really? Ugh, fucking pathetic. No, I'm mad because you got satisfied and I didn't. Okay, well, you know what? I'm not happy about this. I'm not gonna be happy. But if today you got pleasured, then I want the next time to be all about me. I'm gonna do nothing to pleasure you. You're going to be going on your knees and you're going to be eating my pussy out like it's the last meal you're ever gonna have. Okay? You're gonna be at it. Okay? Fine, I'm not annoyed with you. I'm not disappointed. It's okay, it wasn't your fault. You felt really good, right? I guess what I was trying to do is to actually make you feel good. As I said, if you're not enjoying it, then I don't enjoy it. And you coming is the proof that you really enjoyed it. Okay, freaking dummy, come here. No, I'm not mad at you. You're still a very good pup. You're an obedient pup the majority of the time, but you're also very bratty. And let me tell you, I like to be a brat tamer. I like it when we struggle. And honestly, a part of me tells me that you're a bit of a switch, and I like it. Okay, well, I'm horny and I'm frustrated, so that means when we go out there, you're not gonna be able to stop me from teasing you. I'm going to be sitting on your lap, whispering in your ear, and you're gonna take it like the good pup you are, yeah? Besides, I don't care if anybody else finds out, but you do. Sucks to be you. What? Yes, why would you ask me that? No, you're not just fun for me, okay? I hate to be talking about this. I don't want you to get sentimental after this, but I care, okay? And I may not be good at showing this, but I care because you're my pet. That's it. Nothing more. You don't have the control. I do. But that means I have the control to take care of you. And I will. If you're a good pet and if you obey me. Got it? Excellent.